Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey guys, oh guy.
Happy Monday, guys.
Welcome.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just a bit checked out today. Like, that 3-hour show was a real struggle. So, like, the fact that it's over and done with, now I can just be loosey-goosey, bro.
I had fun.
I mean, I didn't not have fun. Didn't not have fun. Double negative. Not great English. Sorry, guys.
I went on a bit of a roller coaster today. We had Mitch and Mark from The Block. They were fabulous.
They were. They're a good chat, old Mitch and Mark.
They are. We have a poo jogger update. We talk about bogan names, ironic moments, dreams coming true. Meet me in the riddle, Muppet of the Week. Like we,
yeah,
did
we really fit a lot in today's show, didn't we? Yeah. Our boss would be proud, because remember how he gets mad if we spend too long on the one topic?
Yes, we have to move on.
Yeah, we should get him to listen to our show today.
Yeah, we should get him to try and do better. Bring it, mate.
Ooh, shots fired. All right, enjoy the catch up. I'm going to go have a really long nap. I'm going to have a no alarmer. I reckon I'm going to aim for 5 hours.
Whoa.
Hold me back, bro.
You won't sleep tonight if you do that.
Oh, mate, I'll sleep from now until tomorrow morning if I have to.
Well, the sun's shining, so I'm going to go get a tan.
Cute.
Two very different days.
Very different days. Both equally as lazy, though. enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Roxy Jasenko. We obviously talked about the viral poo jogger last week. She's cashing in on it. And I'll tell you why in just a sec. But if you missed it last week, basically Roxy Jasenko, she's the biggest PR queen in Australia. She's basically like our Kris Jenner almost, isn't she, in a way?
Yeah.
Well, she's cashing like Kris Jenner would.
Yeah. All right.
She's known as the biggest PR queen in America. Roxy's the biggest in Australia. Basically, someone kept taking dumps outside her office in Sydney.
Oh, can you put it a little bit more eloquently than that? Just like relieving themselves.
Okay. Cute blonde girl was caught on CCTV footage going for a morning jog and doing a poo between two cars out the front of Roxy's office.
Yeah. It was strange behaviour.
Doing a dump.
Don't.
Anyway, it went viral last week if you missed it. And now, as Roxy did, as all good PR people do, she's cashing in on it. And take a look at this. This has been caught by a paparazzi in Sydney overnight out the front of Roxy's office in Sydney.
Well, she's okay, so it's Roxy walking with a giant poo emoji dressed as a person?
Yeah.
Nope, so other way around. Person dressed as a poo emoji.
Exactly right. So basically, Roxy is teamed up with Metamucil. And she's making some money and doing a campaign for them. And a lot of people are saying that she staged the photos last week for publicity because she's been a bit quiet. She's been out of the news lately. And it makes sense because every single person that seems to work for Rox, bar a couple, are all cute little blonde things. The girl in the video doing these apparent poos was a cute little blonde thing. So it could have been one of her workers staging it for a campaign just for Metamucil because now look what's happening.
But how do you convince someone to do that? Because someone's got to recognise the poo jogger, right? Like her video went everywhere. How does Roxy sit him down and say, like, hey, Susan, I'd really love you to run down the street and just do a quick little poo, and then I'm going to send that viral?
Because
like, as if anyone's going to agree to that.
Same way that you get models to do things for you. That person's essentially just a model. She probably, say a model got 10K if they were going to just model in this poo outfit. If they went to her and said, hey, we'll double it, we'll give you 20. Do you mind running past a couple of cars, pretending to do a poo and running off a couple of times? I'll get the CCTV footage, leak it to the paps in the news. Bang, Metamucil will pay. You get your 20K. I get my 100K. We all go home happy.
Nah. 20K, not enough.
Yeah, for
how much
you.
How much would you do it for?
Okay, me?
If everyone knows Josiah Charles is a poo jogger, how much would it cost?
I'd do it for probably 10.
10K?
Yeah, why
not? I'll give
you
10K right now to run down Wyndham Street and chuck a deuce.
I will, but I'd get arrested by the police.
Yeah, well, it's a price you pay. Anyway, watch this space.
We'll find out for sure. So she said she'll reveal all, but yeah, watch Roxy in a giant turd suit in a campaign for Metamucil soon. Otherwise, she's a smart girl. She's claiming that the police are still investigating the case. So if that's the case, then maybe you are right. And she's also saying that she just tries to cash in on anything that comes across her desk, like somebody doing a poo between two cars.
What is this country coming to? It's very concerning.
This is The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.
The other day, we did what we do every Friday, and that is get Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 News on. She gives us a little wrap of what's been happening around the Goulburn Valley each week. And she was on Friday talking about the fact that we're going to be getting free parking in the Shep CBD over Christmas, which is great news. We're stoked about it. And she dropped this little nugget of information.
So on Friar Street, a 2p is still a 2p.
Okay.
You can still cop a fine,
okay.
Which I did while making a story. story about free parking, which
you didn't.
I seriously did.
Are you serious? How so ironic good. Can you get?
Unbelievable.
There to do one thing, and that's make a video about free parking. And she gets cut with a fine.
Yeah, just before the free parking takes into good effect as well. I'm guessing that now this is coming up, their little budgets that they need to meet are going to go through the roof because they're going to miss out on a couple of months of money. So I reckon if you're parking in the city, even for 5 minutes, you're going to have to pay, especially if you're a newsreader doing a story on it too.
Well, that's what she said. She said she'd parked literally for 5 minutes to quickly go out and do a quick interview. And she reckons they were watching her. And as soon as she was out of eyesight, boom, they pounced. They got her.
When they watched the news that night, those parking inspectors just sat there with their fingers underneath their chin, just loving every second.
You reckon? You don't reckon they felt bad? Like she was there to do a job?
You reckon they feel bad about any ticket they give?
Yeah, no, good point. Maybe. It's like I got a parking ticket when I went to do a video on Coles. Remember my Coles video?
That's
about
right.
How Coles was the 14th best place to visit in the Golden Valley. Got a parking fine then. Not as ironic though, because that's not what my story was about. You know, whereas Lexi's was there just to talk about free parking.
Well, speaking of ironic moments, there's this one that went viral. I think it was last year. Mm. It's one of the best stories you'll ever hear. There's this girl, right? She's a lesbian, but she hasn't come out to her parents yet.
Yeah.
Now, her parents sat her down and they said, you're not allowed in a relationship. She was young. I think she was 18 at the time. You're not allowed to have a boyfriend. So what they did for the summer holidays, this is in America, they sent her to an all-girls camp. She was loving every second of that. Can you imagine? Sorry, Mum and Dad. Yeah, you're not allowed a boyfriend, so we're going to send you to all-girls school. No worries. That's heaven.
That's what you get for banning your kids at 18 from having a partner. Like, come on, you're old enough. It's fine. Hey, 13, 12, 16, we want to talk about this morning. Ironic moments. It's like rain on your wedding day, as Alanis Morissette says. It's a free ride. I could just recite the whole song. That's an example of an ironic moment.
Some people want ironic want the rain on their wedding day, though, because if you think about it, it makes great photos when it's cloudy.
Yeah, just don't have it outdoors, you know?
True.
We're talking at the moment about ironic moments and have you had one. And isn't it so ironic, Josiah, that we do a radio show, we put the call out 13, 12, 16 to talk about ironic moments, give us your stories. And no one gives us their stories. Is that irony or is that just people had our guts?
No, it's ironic. Let's put it down to that, which means we can end the segment right there. See you guys.
Do you know what's going to be ironic as well? Like, we'll put the call out for Alpha Bucks and then it'll all just start calling again.
Not yet, guys. Not yet. Ironic moments, 13, 12, 16. Yeah. Yeah, have one.
If you've got one, otherwise we'll just talk about something else. Whatever, I don't even care anymore.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, if you receive any of the major news publications this morning, you'll notice that they've all got something in common, the newspapers. All major news organisations this morning have blacked out the front page of the paper. In a censored top secret way.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? This is huge what's happening, and it's happening around the country and on TV. Radio, we're playing ads this morning for it as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of scared to talk about it, so I'm just going to have this just in case you say anything that's going to get us in trouble, okay? Because we are the media, and the whole thing is that the media is being censored, allegedly, by the government.
You think that every time I open my mouth that it was just, hello, how are you?
I mean, I should probably be turning your mic off rather than just beeping you because you can still hear it.
Explain to us why they're doing this, what's going on, because it's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal, and it's kind of hard to wrap my head around, but basically back in June there was raids of some journalists' houses because they were reporting on stuff that the government didn't want us to know. And there's this coalition called the Right to Know Movement, which is basically a bunch of media organisations who are banding together, and that's why they've done this morning. Who've come forward and said, you're covering stuff up. The Australian public have a right to know what's going on when it comes to stuff like national security and, what's going on overseas. And by arresting people and raiding journalists' offices and houses and stuff, you're not giving us that freedom of speech.
Well, same with the UFO stuff.
This is what here we go.
And this is why they're not doing it because of UFO, but it's like the US government with Area 51.
Yeah.
What are you hiding from us? Stop beeping me. I'm making a valid point.
I really like this sense of beep. I'm going to use it whenever you speak now.
You just turn my microphone off. No, we have a right to know everything. If there are aliens, tell us. Don't hide them in Area 51.
Well, they've got a reason for it.
You know, if you're doing a dodgy thing in government, don't cover up. Don't sue the newspapers for covering it. They have a right to report what's happening in the news. If the government being dodgy, we have the right to know. Don't censor us.
Oh my God, I'm so scared. You're going to get us taken off the radio. We're going to get arrested. We're going to have AFP people at our houses when we get home today. I don't think the stuff that you and I are reporting on are likely to get us in any trouble, though.
Okay, well, we just did a talk topic about ironic moments in history, and I spoke about a lesbian that came out to her parents and they sent her to a girls' camp. Do you reckon the government and the AFP are about to raid Hit 96.9?
No, I know. We're like, oh, we're giving away $2,000 worth of fuel. Censor us. Get the beat ready. Get the beat ready.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, I'm angry.
I get angry. I get angry.
Just for something new, there's a new phenomenon that seems to have been around for the last few years that just does my head in, and that's the fact that we have to review every single little thing these days.
You're talking about like when you're on the phone and they say, hey, don't hang up because when you finish, you got to do a quick survey?
Yes, 100%. Not only that, but like I had something delivered to my house the other day, a package. I got two emails from Australia Post. How do we do? Rate our delivery. I don't know, dude just rocked up to my house and dropped something off. Like, there's not only so much you can review on that service.
I'm going to throw out a little gauntlet here. Why don't you just delete the emails and hang up the phone when they ask you to?
Yeah, but because that's taking time out of my day that otherwise I could spend doing other stuff. You know, I could be double tapping someone's Instagram instead of doing that.
Double tapping instead of deleting. Or on the phone call, every single time they say, can you stick around? I say yes.
Yeah.
Then they put you through, hang up straight away. I never, ever stay on.
I know, because it's a waste of time.
Yes.
I get like leaving feedback, genuine feedback, if you've got it. But for something like that, like Coles Express, you know the Coles Express on the way back from Melbourne, just like just before Wallen, there's a fuel station, Coles Express.
Oh, the Shell one, yeah.
Yeah. And you, every time you go and fill up your fuel there, please review our service. No, I don't want to review service.
Now, let me tap my card that I've just wasted all my money because fuel's expensive and get on with my drive home.
Yes, I spent 2 seconds in your establishment. But I thought maybe it's something that I need to get around, Josiah, and I need to really incorporate it into my own life. And so I'd like you this morning to review my work.
Oh, it would be my absolute pleasure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Here we go. Let's do some reviewing. So firstly, you and I went out on the town on Saturday night. I hit the dance floor pretty hard. Out of 5, what would you give my dance moves?
Oh, okay. It depends if you – are we talking good, like a choreographed dance as if – are you Beyonce? Okay, if 0 is the Wiggles and 5 is Beyonce, you're closer to the Wiggles. You're not a good dancer.
Wow. That is very insulting.
You're a lame dancer. You do great moves. Like Ellie's one of those cliche ones that does like the, what's this one called?
Sprinkler.
The sprinkler. And she does like the water mode. She does that fishing trick.
Yeah.
That's not good dancing.
Yes, it is.
That's lame dancing.
Wow.
It's like hilarious dancing. I'll give you a 1.
Wow. Okay. Here we go. I've prepared this glass of water for you.
Thank you very much.
How would you rate the taste of the water? How would you rate the manner with which it was delivered? The temperature. You enjoying that glass of water there? I know this is a really great usage of your time this morning. So, don't
what
spit
did you
on
do
the
to
microphone.
It? What did you do
Are
to
you
that?
Are you kidding me?
Is that from your drink bottle?
No.
It was, wasn't it?
Okay, give me a number out of 5.
You get a 0.5.
Wow.
It tastes like you put something in that to make me fall asleep a bit later and take advantage of
potion.
Me. Oh, did you? I love you.
Finally. Oh, it worked then. Finally, you know, I press the buttons on this show. I work really hard behind this desk. How would you rate, like, when I play stuff like that or like a drum roll or even, you know, like a...
Well, I'll give you a 5 for that one. Well, earlier we did the media censorship break, which was doing the rounds this morning, and every time I went to speak, you beat me out.
That's true.
So I'll give you a 5 for that break as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
you did the
I'm going to continue.
You did the Goulburn Valley a favour.
Well, I really hope that today has been a great use of your time. Thank you. I really thank you for taking the time to complete the survey. And it's just shown that reviewing is the most pointless thing in the world. And I refuse to do it anymore. Thank you, Goulburn Valley, for being with us this morning.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Josiah and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
I love how everyone just laughs at the end there.
What a Muppet.
This is our segment where I award a Muppet of the Week for the biggest idiots that are doing the rounds at the moment. Last week it went to Extinction Rebellion.
A week ago. God,
I know.
That was like forever ago.
They cost us, the taxpayer, hundreds of thousands of dollars for their stupid and violent protest. This week, though, guys, I'm awarding our Muppet of the Week to the British media.
On the whole, everyone who works in the media in Britain, you're awarding it to?
Well, everyone that pays out the royal family, basically. Okay. You know, I like my royal family. I like my royalists. And the amount of stuff and crap that Meghan Markle has had to put up with since she first became a royal. It's just not on. And Prince Harry, he's stuck by her side the whole way. People don't want them to be happy, and I don't understand why. It makes no sense.
I don't understand why, buddy. You know, let them live their lives.
Are you a fan of hers?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a... I'll take her or leave her.
Yeah,
but I don't worship her, but she seems like a cool chick.
Yeah, but the amount of people that aren't happy that they're happy just for no reason at all other than she doesn't fit the royal protocol. Who cares?
Being a royal would be the worst gig in the world.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It doesn't matter, though. You take it with a grain of salt, whereas people just love to hate, and we live in a negative society. She's finally opened up. They've done a 10-day tour of South Africa, and a journo joined them over there, and not many people have asked her if she's okay. She's obviously a new mum. She went through pregnancy and all that. They've now got a baby kid. The journalist asked if she was okay. This is what's going viral at the moment. She's answered him like this.
Thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay. But it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay? As in, it's really been a struggle.
Yes.
She goes on to say a few other things in that as well. It's quite eye-opening. We don't want another. And this is what I don't understand right with media. They won't stop till it's gone too far. Look at Princess Diana.
Yeah.
We don't want another situation like that on our hands. So hopefully everything works out all right. She is taking, they've announced, a six-week break away from all royal duties, both her and him. So I'm going to say they have a well-deserved break. To the British media and anyone that likes to be negative, to Meghan Markle, you are this week's Muppet of the Week.
Royal fanfare as well.
It is indeed.
It really makes everything you say sound a lot more like, a lot bigger.
Yeah, formal.
Yeah.
I have spoken. King Josiah has spoken.
You're my Muppet of the Week every week, did you know?
I'm everybody's Muppet of the Day.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Have a Muppet of the Minute.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Is our number. If you know the answer, third riddle correct wins a double pass to Dark Circus at the Aussie this Saturday night. Get excited, guys. Before the song, I threw out the riddle. A man was driving a black truck. His lights were not on. The moon was not out. A lady crossed the street in front of him. How did he manage to see her?
Jan from Moama's given us a call. Morning, Jan.
Morning.
You reckon you've got the answer to that one?
I think I do, yes.
What do you reckon, Jan?
I think it must have been in the daytime.
You're 100% correct.
Josiah's such a liar. I guess that off air and he's like, nah, you're wrong. So I don't know why you get it right and I don't, Jan.
I like to keep the people waiting. A couple of people did call through and say street lights, a couple answers like that. But
no.
It was a bright, sunny day, guys.
Okay.
We move on. Best of three, Jan. Good luck.
Oh.
You don't sound very confident.
No.
There's a ship, right?
A what?
A ship.
A ship.
What?
A ship with a P.
With a P on the end of it. What ship?
Okay.
It has two mates but no captain. What ship has two mates but no captain this morning?
Mate ship.
Oh, you were so close but incorrect, Jan. I'm so sorry. Thank you very much for calling.
What did she say just then?
She said a mate ship.
No, after that?
A friendship.
Oh, that's also incorrect, unfortunately.
Is it? Oh,
it is indeed.
Sorry, girlfriend. We're going to have to move on
Catherine
to Catherine.
In Athalia. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
What ship has two mates but no captain?
Oh.
She's just guessed a friendship.
Spaceship?
She just guessed friendship. She just guessed mateship. What else
spaceship?
Is it?
Spaceship?
Oh, you're so close but also incorrect.
What?
We now move on to... Oh, she's hung up. I don't know who that is. Hey, have one more guess because our third caller just dropped out. I'll say you're very hot when you're saying friendship and mateship.
Courtship.
No.
You're hot. Relationship.
Well, you're not playing, but bang on the money.
Just helping you out, girl.
Catherine, Ellie wins on behalf of you, so you go through to the final round.
You're welcome, Catherine.
Hey, thanks, Ellie.
If you don't get this, though, Catherine, 13, 12, 16, if anyone's listening, because guess what? You could get through. You're almost there, Catherine, almost there. Bobby, he throws the ball as hard as he can. It comes back to him, even though nothing and nobody touches it. How is that possible?
He throws it up in the air.
Catherine, Double pass is all yours.
Yeah, Catherine, well done. You're switched on for a Monday morning. That's what we like to see. And you are heading along to Dark Circus at the Aussie Hotel this Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No worries Bye. At all.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Settle in, Goulburn Valley. The top Bogan baby names of 2019 have been released.
I'm settled, bro. I'm cracking my VB. I'm ready to go.
Thanks to Kids Spot, the website for releasing these. These are actual names that have been registered by the birth, deaths, and marriages, whatever that department is in the government.
I feel like I should get my notepad ready because, you know me, I'm a bit of a bogue.
You are. And with the surname Cheney, some of these names would fit very perfectly, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to kick it off. I won't go through all 20. I've hand-selected my favourite few.
Okay.
Antoinette. Simple name, right? There's a few Antoinettes most likely listening right now.
Yeah, not very bogan, like Marie Antoinette. She was fancy.
So what if she spelt her name A-N-T-W-O-H? Net. Like phonetically.
Antoinette.
It sounds very, I can't even say that. That would... get a few complaints if I said that on the radio.
No, they don't say it.
This one I like is your surname Cheney. Mm. We've heard of the name Charmaine. Why don't you just become a bit more bogan-fied and call it Charmaine?
Ooh, how do you spell that?
So Charmay with an N on the end. One word, no hyphen, Charmaine.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to know how many people listening. This strikes a chord if you have called your kids one of these names. I don't think there'd be too many out there listening right now. Pandas.
I kind of like it.
I wouldn't call that bogan. A panda is a Chinese animal, so I don't know why a panda would be...
Panda Cheney.
Panda Cheney.
Panda's a good nickname.
It is, yeah, or it's a good name for your animal, but not for your thing. The thing is with a lot of these names as well, great on your animal, great name for your dog, but you don't call your kid that.
Oh, what are you talking about? Panda, dinner's ready. This is that song, Panda. Got a song written about it. You know, I feel like it works. What's next?
Sienna Marie. Spelled S-I-A-N-N-M-A-R-R-I-E. Sienna Marie.
There's just a lot of unnecessary letters in there.
That's what people
Sienna
are doing.
Sienna Marie, like, that's a fine name.
Well, people are trying to change it up by taking basic names and just giving them weird spelling and going, see, my kid's different.
Yeah. Do you reckon when you go to order your coffee and your name's Sienna Marie spelled like that, you bother with the spelling?
No, you just say it's S-M.
Yeah.
Just hyphenate it. How's this? Snowdrop got registered. Starlet instead of Scarlet. Windy. Pluto.
Windy?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be called Windy. And you know what? Imagine if you called your kid Windy with all
Windy
the...
Cheney.
That is your nickname anyway, isn't it?
No. I've never had wind in my life.
I think one of my favourites is Vanilla, right? Sounds beautiful. Vanilla.
Does it?
Why don't we bogan-fy it and type in V-I-N, Vin, apostrophe.
Stop.
N-Y-L-A.
Stop,
Vin,
Josiah.
Vin apostrophe Nyla. Hey, but let's just call it Vanilla.
Stop. Stop, stop.
Listen to these last couple. Precise. Someone called their kid Precise.
I have no words.
Very good at doing their work, though. And another kid that got registered just a couple of months ago, their name was Sincere.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's just spelt Sincere?
It's spelt the right way, but they weren't allowed to lie if you have that name, are you?
Oh, good one. Good gag.
I wasn't a gag. I'm just saying,
yeah. True.
They were just being sincere.
You're just being sincere about it.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Last night, we saw a perfect score on the block, and so we thought we've got to get these guys on to have a chat about it. Mitch and Mark, they join us now. Morning, boys.
Good morning, Josiah and Ellie. How are you guys?
Good, boys. A little birdie tells me a rumour that you were celebrating Veranda Week and you've just got home. Is that right? Or?
Well, we have a... When you have a table that big, you might celebrate with your friend. Oh,
you've got a party. If you've got a winning room and it's all about the party house.
Exactly.
We had the radio awards on Saturday night. We actually lost both boys, and Ellie still partied, and she literally has come straight to work today. So same, I guess.
I promise that's a lie, guys. I promise that's a lie. But I am feeling probably equally as rough as you guys this morning. So a perfect score. How does that feel?
It's amazing to have 3 tens. Every judge said the room was without the terraces were without compromise. No improvement to be made. So pretty darn good.
It's pretty incredible. There've been some high scores, and some of us have all had tens, but 3 in a row is amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The big hat trick. Now let's talk. You guys had the perfect balconies, but what the hell happened to Jesse and Mel's?
I don't know.
I don't know. None of us, because the houses are all separated now. None of us really know what anyone's done until we hear what the judges say, and then we do walk-arounds on the Monday. So we really don't know. You don't see them till the Monday when you walk around. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
We were surprised.
They received a 16.5, fake plants on the balcony, looking very bad. The judges, you can't even say what they said on TV because it just has little beeps through it. But bit of fun anyway, guys.
I'm all about fake plants, though. Like, I can't have real plants in my house because they die. So I'm okay with that. What do you guys think about fake plants?
There's this thing called water, and and it tends to keep plants alive.
Look, guys, we are in a drought, okay? I'm just trying to do my bit for the environment.
Can I ask one more question, boys? Ellie, tell them about your flamingo thing as well.
Oh yeah. So I've got a neon flamingo light. Bought it for $6 from Kmart. It sits in my living room, and my housemates hate it. But I think that they should all chip in because I spent the $6 on it, and it now sits prime position. Neon flamingo lights, yes or no?
Ellie, $6 from Kmart, neon flamingo light, to me says you are in and also budget savvy.
Oh, I'm going to isolate that audio and take it home to the girls and just play it on repeat, boys.
Yeah, wake up, girls.
Yes. Thank you for supporting my flamingo fetish. all right, well, best of luck for this week. This week's Hell Week, we hear. I don't know how. I feel like every week in the block may be Hell Week.
Well, you have to renovate it and turn it into heaven. Is that how it works? Or?
Almost, yeah. But, every week's Hell Week.
I'm so looking forward to this week. I don't know what's going on. I love the idea of this week. The rooms we're doing, I'm so excited.
You did, but we thought it was a hellish. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing, but oh my God, it's huge.
I think I was delirious by this stage. So, living off a triple 10.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've got that under your belt now. Who cares about the next weeks? You know, you can take that with you to the grave. All right.
Exactly.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how this week pans out. Mitch and Mark, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
The Block is back on TV tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, so make sure you catch it.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I mentioned this on the show the other day, but I want to talk about it a little more because it's something that's been really playing on my mind ever since it happened. So I got home from work the other day, had a little nap, and during my nap I had a pretty vivid dream that I was sick in hospital.
How lucky are you to go have naps? Everyone's listening so angry. Most people don't have time for naps. But you go home, what's today going to be for?
Today, I'm so excited about it. Today's going to be like a 5-hour, I reckon. I think I'm going to skip the gym today because I just need to sleep.
A lot of people are punching their radios right now.
Okay, all right. You get up at 4 a.m. They're all like, yeah, we have. Like, heaps of people are like, I'm on my night shift now, Ellie, shut up. I get it, guys, but I need my sleep. Anyway, got home, had my nap, dreamt that I was super sick. I was in some like medieval old school hospital with like these nuns tending to me. And I was pretty much like, I knew I was dying. I didn't know what I was dying of, but I just knew I was really sick. Woke up and thought, that's a bit weird, but whatever. So I thought, didn't think too much of it. That night, I received a message from my friend Hannah, who I used to work with a few years ago. Haven't seen a lot of her since. Like, we don't really keep in regular contact or anything. She sent me a message. Hey, how are you? Just checking in. This is going to sound ridiculous, but I had a dream last night that you were very sick, and I've been thinking about it all day and wanted to make sure you're alive. Josiah, that's two dreams in one day that I'm sick.
You know what I was most scared of? Thank goodness it was a sick dream because you and I were getting on a plane on Friday.
Yeah.
And you know I'm not the best flyer. And so when you had two dreams that you're allegedly going to die,
yeah.
I thought all things were pointing towards the plane, but we survived.
We
thank
survived
goodness.
The plane, no. But then we got back last night. We flew into Melbourne last night and my throat started to hurt.
Yeah, not to mention you feel pretty sick this morning.
Yeah. I feel awful this morning.
Maybe you're just having dreams about how hungover you were going to be today.
I'm not hungover. I had like one beer over the weekend. What are you talking about?
Is that what they call it these days?
One beer combined into a massive jug, am I right? No, just kidding. Drink responsibly, Golden Valley. No, so now I'm concerned. I'm genuinely in fear for my life. I think that any minute now I'm going to get diagnosed with some awful disease.
We'll go get checked.
And that's it for me. Well, what do I get checked for? What do I say to the doctor? Like, hi, just checking that I'm not really sick with something.
No, you just go, and this is perfectly normal, and people should be doing this anyway. Go for an all body check. Go for blood tests. Go get head to toe checked. They'll check your body out. They'll do a blood test, and they'll come back and tell you, you're all good or, yep, you're dying. No big deal.
But
either
what way. What are you suffering from at the moment? What can I do for you? Oh, I just had a dream. And so did my friend. So I'm just checking.
Don't even say that. Just say you're here for an all-over check to make sure there's nothing wrong with me because I've got grey hairs, I'm going bald, and I'm a 27-year-old female. You know what? No wonder you're having dreams that you're dying. You're already looking like a 90-year-old.
Wow. I'm feeling very fragile this morning. It is 6:41. Can you just calm your farm a bit?
I'm going to be picking on you all morning. I
know. I
love it.
13, 12, 16. I want to know if you've had a dream that's come true. I'm kind of hoping that we don't get any calls for this because then it will prove that I'm not going to die. But also, I want to hear stories because I love this
stuff. Yeah, if you dreamt a horse has won a race ahead of Melbourne Cup, whatever it is, give us a call. Those stories are awesome as well.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Let's go to Katie from Shep. Katie, has this happened to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit mundane, but I still count it. So the other day, this is why I remember it, because it only happened to me like last week. I had a dream that I went out for Indian food for dinner.
Yeah.
And then the next day I wake up and my boyfriend goes to me, hey, do you want to go and get Indian for dinner tonight?
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take it as a premonition.
Well, maybe he heard you speaking in your sleep or something. Are you sure you weren't talking about the Indian in your sleep?
No, I wasn't saying anything. I don't talk in my sleep.
Are you sure?
Guys, I'm serious.
I've heard you always say like Rogan Josh, Vindaloo, chicken tikka masala when you're sleeping. I've heard that about you, Katie.
Well, my boyfriend's name is Josh. So
is he Indian?
Maybe. No, he's not. Maybe he just got confused though when he thought I said Rogan before I was talking to my dog.
Maybe. Who knows? All right. Well, you enjoy that, Indian Katie. Thanks for your call.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You know how there's wine tasting competitions all the time?
What? I've never seen one. What? Just whoever can smash the most amount of wine?
Yeah.
How does it work?
I had one on Saturday night. Am I right? No, just... Like you go to wine tastings and then there's like wine competitions so you can win the gold prize in wine.
Who tastes the best wine, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Did you know that there's a water tasting competition?
I did actually, funnily enough. You? Yeah, because you know how much I drink, probably 7 litres a day. So I'm very, very fussy with my water.
Yeah. What type of water do you drink?
Tap water.
Okay. Well, then this is for you because this is a tap water tasting competition. It's been held over the weekend and Mackay have taken out top spot up in Queensland. So basically, water was submitted from a whole different range of places, like Perth had someone in there, Geelong had someone in there, Mackay had someone in there, and the winner is now going to the International Tap Water Tasting Competition.
It's unbelievable. You know I love talking about Albania on this show a lot, but what I loved was, which we can't really do this many places here in Australia, is when you drive through the mountains, and it's many parts in Europe are like this as well, they have taps that come straight from the springs at the very top that run through the mountain, and you can pull your car over in the side, and there's just a running thing that's like a constant tap that doesn't get turned off that flows to the rivers. But you just get your drink bottles and stick them out and put it in. It was the best water I've ever tasted.
Bombshell, I don't really like the taste of fresh, fresh rainwater.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Like my holiday house has got a rainwater tank. The water's gross.
Yeah, probably because
it sits
in a tank.
I prefer it with a bit of fluoride and like... I don't know, metal in there.
Well, that does build your stomach lining up a bit more and protect you from a lot of diseases,
good for
I guess.
Your teeth.
It is good for your teeth as well. Yes, that's true. However, this is a fun fact, the high levels of the acidity in the pure water does something good for your gut health or something. I'm sounding very holistic.
I can't believe we've just spoken for 2 minutes about tap water.
Should be living in Byron Bay this morning.
Forget wine tasting. Tap water's where it's at.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.